And, let's see, what about the same thing that lives on land?
A turtle.
Okay. What do you call the insides of a hog that can be eaten?
Have a what?
What do you call the insides of a hog that can be eaten?
Hog?
Uh-huh, the insides, the intestines.
Oh, chitlins, I guess.
Okay.
Chitlins.
And let's see, can the insides of other animals be eaten?
I don't think so. I never did.
All right.
Maybe it's back bones and ribs. They call them bones.
Okay. What do you call the center part of an egg?
Of the neck?
Uh-uh, of an egg.
Oh, yolk.
Okay. What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
His chest. Head and shoulders.
Yeah, up here.
Breast.
Chest.
What do you call a small craft that you can get into and it has oars and you row yourself around on a lake?
Just a canoe, I mean.
Okay. And what would you call one that doesn't have a pointed front?
Boat.
I don't know. It would just be boat. A boat.
Fine. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillow slip.
Okay. If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads? Certainly a pretty...
Pretty set.
Okay. If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you might say, one man really what the other one?
Good fighter.
Yeah, but if you want to get across the idea that one of them defeated the other one, uh-huh. You'd say, one man really what the other
whipped
one?
Whipped.
Okay. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You might say he got down on his...
thighs, huh?
Yeah. Have you ever heard him called hunkers or haunches or scrunches? Or...
I never did. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I have heard on the hunkers.
Hunkers?
Yeah.
Okay. What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
tightwad or...
Okay. Suppose a person is wearing funny-looking clothes. You might say, he really looks...
tacky.
Okay. And suppose this was a woman instead of a man. Would you use the same word? Okay. What do you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? You'd say, she's really...
dressed up.
And if you're talking about a man, would you use the same word? He's really...
dressed up, too.
Okay. What word would you use to refer to an old person who's very lively and gets around very well? You might say, he's certainly what the...
jolly good old fellow, I imagine.
Okay. Would you have some particular word to use when you said something like, he's certainly something for his age?
That's the spry for his age.
Okay. You'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and who doesn't have any ambition is...
I don't know, you put it. In other words, he just... I just call it sorry.
Okay, fine.
Sorry.
What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Peck of wood.
Okay. What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass?
Grasshopper.
Okay. Let's see. What do you call an old, dilapidated house that evil spirits might live in?
Haunted.
Okay.
We used to live in one like that.
Was it really haunted?
I believe it was.
Did you hear things or what?
Yeah, I believe my wife would stay there.
Yes, I certainly believe that. There'd been a whole family died there.
During the Civil War, they took them out to kill them.
Uh-huh.
You know, it wasn't the Southern soldiers. Sure. It was a bunch that was too sorry to go to the war. And the boys would be off of fighting for the South. And these old men come in and get these boys' wives and girls and all. And that's what hurt the South during the Civil War.
And we could see soldiers.